Good morning. This is Mose again with the Daily Inspirations for the 22nd day of the month. And I greet you this morning in the name of Jesus. Jesus, that worthy name, the holy, the wonderful name, the awesome name, the name that's above every other name. And this morning, I was inspired by a little devotional that I read. And I think I'm going to share on that. But before we go into that, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, this morning we just bow before you. In the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior, we just thank you this morning, dear Father, for your love and mercy. We thank you, O God, for your blessings. And we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you have called us out of darkness into this marvelous light. And I thank you, dear God, that you have given us many things. You have given us life to enjoy, and you have given us health and for many of us. And Lord, I just thank you, dear God, that for the things that you have given us. And I pray that each one of us may take heed. Take heed that we lay not up for ourselves treasures upon earth, but take heed that we lay up treasures in heaven. So, Lord, I just pray that you would put your holy anointing upon my lips this morning, that I might speak your words this morning and not my own. And I just commit this all into your hands in the name of Jesus, my beloved Savior. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Amen. Okay, this morning, I'm not sure what to title this, but I found a verse that fits very well with the take heed. The words take heed are not in this verse, in these verses, but nevertheless, the implication is still here. And it says in Matthew 6, 19 through 26. Let me just read it first, and then I'll go over and make some comments. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where the thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what shall ye eat, or what shall ye drink, nor yet for your body, what shall ye put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Okay, so, well, we could read a little bit more here. Behold the fowls of the air, and they sow not, for they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are they not much better? Are you not much better than they? So the I was inspired by the beside the still waters, the little devotional for today, and it says storage units and empty hearts. All across America, we see storage facilities with multiple units. It is common for people to have items that they use only several times a year or maybe never, but keep in storage. Sad to say, many folks have an excess of earthly goods stored away, but their heart is empty of spiritual wealth. Saul was a man who had plenty in his kingdom, but whose heart was spiritually empty, especially in his latter days. In contrast, David was poor in earthly goods, while living in the wilderness, but his heart overflowed with love and devotion to God. Reading the Psalms, we quickly determined that David was rich in his relationship with God. We, as professing Christians today, can also have storage units filled with excess but be spiritually empty. Those who are healthy can rise up early and work till after sundown, but fail in their relationship with God. Perhaps we even tear down our barns and build bigger ones, but all the while our hearts are empty of close relationships with God and our families and void of valuable things that really matter. In eternity, it's forever too late to change anything. It will be evident where we have stored our treasures. Then, when we face God, all our overflowing storage units will be of no advantage whatsoever. We must find our treasures in heavenly possessions and in spiritual and faithful service to our Lord while we have the opportunity. The night comes when no man can work. Let us consider, is our wealth mostly in storage units filled with stuff? Or is it a life committed to God, dedicated in service to our fellow man, and laying up treasure in heaven? So, yeah, let's go back to verse 19 of Matthew. It says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. So, you know, if we have our treasures laid up in storage units, you know, then where's our treasure in heaven? Is our heart set on these treasures? I mean, we can have things in this world. We can have things, and our hearts are not in the things, but our hearts are in the treasures of this world. Our hearts are fixed and focused on the evangelism, taking the gospel to the poor, and taking the gospel to those that are ready to receive the gospel. So where is our heart? Where is our heart? Lay not for up for yourselves treasures upon earth. Yeah, we can have storage units that are filled with excess, but we can be spiritually empty. So let's be careful that our lives do not consist of the things that we own, but that the things that we own are simply a vehicle to use to promote the gospel. You know, is it are these things a burden to us, or are they useful? And so if we have storage units aren't, you know, due cost. They have a price tag to them. And so every month we pay on the things that we are not using, the things that are in storage. So is it, how could this money be used for the glory of God, for the kingdom of God, to promote the kingdom of God? And, you know, like this little article says, all across America we see storage facilities with multiple units. Where is our heart? Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But what should we do? We should lay up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt. Okay, maybe we should look at that a little bit. How can we lay up treasures in heaven? We cannot physically go into heaven and take our treasures up there, and you know, like we can to a storage unit. When we go to our storage unit, we might go with a truck full of stuff that we want to store in a storage unit, and but we can't go to heaven with our truck and with our truckload of stuff to store it in heaven. So how do we store up treasures in heaven? We store up treasures in heaven by doing the work of God, by sharing the gospel, sharing the good news with people, and by counseling people and helping them to become better Christians. Okay, so discipling. Jesus said, go ye out to the world and make disciples, teaching them to observe. That's the way to store up treasures in heaven, by making disciples and teaching them to observe all things. And then we will be storing up treasures in heaven. And I look forward to the day when I can face people who I have shared with and who have had their lives changed because of the gospel that I shared with them. You know, I think that's one of the things that it talks about. Again, not sure if I can quote the verse correctly, but it says something about bringing their sheaves with them. you know, we will, when we get to heaven, we will, it says, I believe we will see the work that we have done, and the beautiful work of sharing the gospel with other people. And we will, we might be able to see people there that come up to us and say, you know what, you shared the gospel with me, and I changed my life. It changed my life. And, you know, then it tells us, you know, how and who, and we didn't know anything about it. You know, we maybe remember sharing the gospel with someone, but we didn't hear anything more. But so that's laying up for ourselves treasures in heaven. When we share the gospel, share the good news, and people act on it. And even if we don't hear from them again in this life, you know, we might hear from them in heaven. I just praise God. I look forward to those little nuggets in heaven when people come and say, you shared the gospel with me, and here's where I am now because of the gospel that you shared with me. And I never, even if I never heard from them again on earth, maybe I was in New York City, and maybe I handed a tract to someone, and later on that message in that tract touched his heart. And he changed his heart. He turned his heart around, and he lived a life of service to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so, yeah, laying up treasures for ourselves in heaven. So anyway, I think this is brings us to the conclusion of this morning's inspiration. My name is Moses, and my phone number is 717-656-9576. God bless you, and you have a wonderful day.